Because of living in the darkness of Buddhism, I was arrested on a drug charge on the 13th of the 3rd, 2001, and was sentenced to 50 years. However, because of our Almighty God, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Saviour and Lord on the 21st of May 2002, on my birthday. After that, God has always talked with me comfortingly through the Bible and taught me through my sincere prayer. Therefore, I have confidently walked on the way of Jesus Christ step by step. And I have endless joyfulness in Jesus Christ. Because of the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ, we are full of the infinite love of our all-powerful God. Hallelujah. Therefore, as long as I have breath, the most important responsibility of mine is testimony about the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ and his coming again. I seek to tell, with my limited ability, all people, especially those who are idol worshippers. What a wonderful letter. Here's another one. 35-year-old man in the prison. He said, Greeting you in the love of Jesus' name. On the 25th of December 2009, I and many of my Christian brothers were moved to some other prison by the order of the correctional department. So I was moved to Kaobin Central Prison. Some Christian brothers and non-Christians were also moved to eastern and northern Thailand. So we were separated from many of our brothers who had been together for 5 years in Youth Central Prison. That day we were very sad and our tears dropped on our cheeks uncontrollably. After I arrived here, I have met many of our Christian brothers so we could have Sunday service together again. Thought that wonderful how they get sent from place to place and it continues to spread God's word. And just finally, there's a fellow by the name of Fang Key, 54 years old in the prison. And this is the assignment question that he was given. It said, after Gideon had destroyed his father's altar to Baal and the Asherah pole beside it, did Baal ever fight with Gideon? Give a reason for your answer. And this is his answer. Because Baal's not God, Baal can't fight with Gideon. Baal is an idol god. Baal have mouth, it can't speak, have eyes, can't see, have ears, can't hear, have nose, can't smell, have hand, can't feel, have feet, can't walk. It's exactly what the scripture says about idols, doesn't it? And so these lessons that we're talking about here, there's 50 lessons in all in the Panorama course, and they're contained in 17 booklets, and they're all containing interesting, helpful information that will give each student a very good understanding of the Bible. And I'd like to recommend it to anybody, doesn't matter how old you are, you could learn a lot from it. And I believe there's more on the way. I think Martin will probably tell you about more lessons that are coming. So thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Colin. You've given me a good introduction to what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say a little about the extension of the course because just recently we had a student saying to us, please send me module 18. Well, the existing course ends with module 17. He said, please send me module 18. Well, it wasn't available. It's still not quite available. But it's coming. There's module 18. There's module 19. There's module 20. And I gave David one of those little sticks today, and on that it's got module 20. 21 and 22. So these are on the book of Daniel, and the two that David now has, they're on the book of Esther. And in the pipeline we have Ezra and Nehemiah. And if you've been reading your prayer news, it was stated some time ago that by somebody else who's not here today, that I'd be writing lessons on the poetical books and the Psalms. Well, that hasn't happened. We've gone this way, which seems to tie in much better with what we already have. And if anyone has any suggestions, please let us have them. But that's the way we're approaching things at the present time. And I must say that it's been a combined effort. It hasn't just been my effort. Colin's always saying, Martin this and Martin that, but it's been a combined effort. Some of you would know that we meet here nearly every Sunday night, and we have a meeting. If there are unsaved people there, we turn it into a gospel meeting. If there are not, well, then we just move ahead, and that's how we developed the lessons on the book of Daniel. And I must thank those that come for the feedback they have given. And then after that, they go to a review committee, a QMBC review committee, and then I put the corrections in, and then David does the rest. David turns my files into files that can produce these little booklets. So it's a combined effort, and I'd just like to thank everybody that's been involved in these. And we hope that the Daniel modules can be sent out in the next few weeks, certainly before the end of June. And it's not only that student that was asking for module 18, but there are other students who have finished the Panorama course. 40 students have now finished the Panorama course. And some of them have done extremely well, and they're asking for more. And so we're seeking to fill that void for them. I have on the program here that Kevin would like to add a few words as the chairman of the QMBC committee. So I'll invite Kevin to come and say a few words now.
Afternoon, everyone. You can't help thinking that perhaps while it may be a small group that's involved, and you may look around and see that the workers at QMBC may be perhaps a little older, but you'd have to certainly come to the conclusion that God is not dead. He is alive. The almighty power of God hasn't changed, and he will work to fulfil his own purposes and his own plans. Look, the chairman's role is really a role of encouraging and just, I guess, where possible, helping coordinate and keep things cohesive. And I would have to admit that it's made very, very easy by certainly a very competent and able and willing group. But I'd just like to perhaps just summarise a few things I guess encourage and thank is probably a significant part of the role. First of all, in summary, the financials that Morris read out to us, very significant amounts of money, aren't they? And yet all of that money has come from individuals and assemblies and those whom God has exercised to see fit that they were challenged in their life to see this as a significant, God-honouring, glorifying work. It's an arm of evangelism, you know, the Lord Jesus is the living Word of God. He was on earth for a while, and in his absence, we now have the written Word of God. And scriptures come to mind like the entrance of thy word gives light or enlightenment. And other verses that are wonderful promises that the word of God will not return void or without effect. And then other wonderful verses that the word of that heaven and earth shall pass away. They're positives. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. It will be there in time, and it will be there throughout all eternity. Tremendous thing to be involved in the distribution of the written word of God. Just think how powerful it's been. Cole read a couple of instances of those who have, my thoughts went to how mature they were in their Christian faith. The language they used, the knowledge of the scriptures that they used, and just remember these, in particularly those in the case of prisoners, they most likely have come to the Lord through reading QMBC lessons and perhaps the Bible, and I'm sure with some, maybe some other Christian group has also had literature in the prison, but purely them on their own, reading their Bible, reading the material, carrying out the lessons. They have come from lives that are steeped in idolatry, in one case Buddhism that we read, to now mature Christians, mostly on their own. You'd have to challenge yourself, if I look back in my life, would I have come to a knowledge of the Lord on my own just through reading those lessons, and would I have the maturity that they have? And it's most rewarding to see that. And I guess like in New Testament days, in the first century, that small nucleus, 120 Christians, from them and their preaching, others were saved, and then others were saved, and it was this exponential effect, and then the dispersion and the persecution drove them out, and so the world was evangelized. And so here we see that in the prisons that there's the ones and the twos are saved, and they meet together, and then they evangelize, and others are saved, and then they get strategically moved from one prison to another, and the hand of God's there dispersing them around and encouraging others and also witnessing in other prisons. And so we can see that even within the constraints of a prison system, God is very much at work. Look, just on the note of the workers, I just want to give a couple of words of encouragement there, and I guess a huge thank you, and just a couple of scriptures came to mind. The first one we know so well, Matthew 18:20. You know, it's given in the context of I guess of discipline and the circumstances of the context of that chapter, but the principle of it remains the same. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And I'd just like to say that when, as workers, you come together, those that are here and some can't be here today, and it's not just the current ones, it's also those in the past, that the Lord Jesus is there. And the power of his name and the working of the Holy Spirit is there wherever two or three come together with a genuine desire to please the Lord. It's not just in a worship meeting. It's not just in a gospel meeting. But it's whenever we come together to fulfill the desire of the Lord to go into all the earth and preach the gospel. Well, we're all home missionaries here, aren't we? This is one way that that's being fulfilled. The Lord Jesus is there with you. And he's definitely using the activities that you do for his own glory. And he's also, we can guarantee that these activities are written down in heaven. They're all recorded. And in one day, the Lord Jesus will personally reward us and thank us for what's been done. So a very big thank you to the workers. The Lord Jesus is there in the midst. He's there with you. And he's recognising the work that you do, and he's associating himself personally with that work. The second verse I want to leave with you is 1 Corinthians 3:9. I'll just read that. And it says, "For we are labourers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." First of all, labourers together. You know, God could do whatever he wants without us, can't he? He doesn't need you and I. but in his infinite wisdom, in his purposes to bring honour and glory to himself, he has chosen to work through human agency. He has chosen to work through you and I to reach other human beings. And if you and I don't do the work, other human beings will do the work. But God has chosen not to work supernaturally, independently, outside of ourselves. We have that in respect to prayer in Matthew 6. And we also have it here, that we are labourers together with God. God, through the Holy Spirit, is placing a desire within the hearts of these people who receive the lessons. We're labouring with God to provide the written word that can fulfil that need, that can give them the answer to their issues, the answer to the problems of life. And so then the Holy Spirit can convict, because they then have an intelligent knowledge of God. Without the Bible, we can see creation, we can see our own bodies, we can look around and we can know that there's a supreme creator. But we'll never know the work of Calvary. We'll never know the message of the gospel. We'll never know the heart of God in love to us. And so when we labour together, we distribute intelligently the truths of the gospel. And so thereby the unsaved hear that word and praise the Lord, many are saved. Now, one verse I couldn't remember if this has been mentioned before at one of our services, but it's a verse I love when I saw it a couple of years ago in the last book of Revelation. John has this wonderful revelation and he wants to fall down at the feet of the angel. And the angel says, verse 8 says, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me," the angel saying, "See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." So two things. As a result of the work that we do and the results that we see, it's our responsibility to worship God, number one. Secondly, it's not just you and I labouring together, but it's all of the spiritual powers as well. It says here that, "For I am thy fellow servant." We are labouring together with the holy angels and thy brethren, the prophets. All of those who have spent their time labouring for the Lord. The holy angels. That verse in 1 Corinthians said that we were God's husbandry, and it says we were God's building. When I go home to my house, that's my house, and if you were to come and visit me at my house, you would see the lifestyle that I live. You would see by looking around the things that are important to me, and you would see how my family behave in the house, in the home. And so we are God's building. When the world sees us, when the unsaved see us, they see us as representing God, a place where God can live. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Collectively, we're God's house. And so we are a place that are a witness and a testimony for God in the world. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to fulfil that role. Let me just move quickly on and just come to the workers themselves. As Morris mentioned, it's great to see Melba and Trevor. And we just pray God's speedy recovery upon you, and we must acknowledge the many years of faithful service. And so to Melba, but also to all of the other workers, a big thank you. There's those who are spending of their time, and they're choosing to spend their time and the times that they come for the honour of the Lord versus doing something else that could be so meaningful in our busy lives. And so the Lord appreciates it, and I guess on behalf of the Management Committee, we also say a big thank you. Some of the activities, you know, marking lessons, entering things in the computer, handling the postage, there's bookwork and accountancy to do, there's IT and computer maintenance to carry out, there's those who cut the lawn and those who do cleaning, and there's a whole range of things, many, many more things that I've just listed here. Someone is doing all of them, and a very big thank you for all of those individuals. I've mentioned those who donate money. I guess we've mentioned individuals, assemblies. There's also the Sisters Missionary Class and many other groups that associations that have also committed money to this work. And so we must thank God for the reputation that's been established as a credible witness for Him. And so, again, a thank you to all those who have made donations. A big thank you too to the management committee. You know, Gary and Joanne were led to move interstate, and since they have moved on, the team have taken up the slack, and many people have taken on many extra roles and activities that Gary used to perform. I'm sure there's some that has slipped by the wayside, but a big thank you to all those who have taken on the extra load, and a thank you to the management committee for their help and their service. And again, I spoke to Gary last night and just to acknowledge that he is still a part of the committee in their work, and he also passes on his regards to everyone. And I might just add an aside there that Gary's still a full-time commended worker, and he's, because of his health, has involved himself predominantly in the digitising many of the tape messages that Des Baird has and putting them on the internet. So I think they're up around about 500 or 600 so far, and they're there free for people to download. So that's a good work that he's involved in, and we just pray the Lord might bless that work. You know, the things to pray for, just a little, a few dot points. QMBC itself and the workers, pray for the students, that God will prepare hearts to accept the gospel, but also the teaching. Again, Martin and his team for the extra lessons that they're trying to keep up with the demand, and that's a wonderful work. Again, for those who answer difficult questions, and there's more to than just the lessons, there are other questions that people are asked, and those who are involved in responding to that and helping them have biblical understanding of the answers to the issues of life. Pray that they'll read their Bibles. It's not just the lessons, is it? But it's the entire Word of God. And in a broader sense, Luke chapter 2, verse 10, pray the Lord of the harvest. I mentioned that earlier. God could use anyone, but we're told, we're exhorted to pray the Lord of the harvest, that He'll send workers into the vineyard. He'll send workers out to the fields, for they're white unto harvest, and the labourers are few. So that's just a few words in summary. It's really a very big thank you to all of those who have supported the work, who haven't the opportunity to participate. A big thank you for those who do participate, and I guess keep in mind where we gather together, we're in the presence of the Lord, and we're all labourers together with the holy angels, with the prophets and the holy brethren, and we're all doing it, aren't we, to the glory of God. One day we'll see Him face to face. We'll perhaps meet many who have come to a knowledge of the Lord unbeknownst to us through some activity that we've been involved in. So let's just encourage your hearts and give thanks for all that the Lord has done over the last 12 months. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for a very full report and for a lot of encouraging words. Some of us, I think, need encouragement these days, don't we? Before we enter into a general prayer, which is next on the program, I'd just like to mention that over the years, this QMBC prayer news has gone out, and there have been many, many prayer points in those prayer news. Many, many prayer points. And over the last few years, I've gone through the prayer points. And you know, most of them have been answered. If not fully, but partially. Most of them have been answered. And there are only four or five prayer points unanswered. So that's something to praise the Lord for. The vast majority have been answered. These are the ones that haven't been answered, so we might make a special matter of prayer concerning them. support for in the field of accounting and finance. This is still Isles's lot, and she has said to me that she has a backup, but I don't know that the backup ever comes to help her. So that's an area where we can ask the Lord for further assistance. Several times we've asked that younger people join the workers, even if they just come for a few hours a day, get used to the work, get a feel for the work, and then when there's a real demand, they're there to help. Several times we've asked for that. We have also asked for a resurgence of Australian students. Years ago, there were thousands of Queensland and New South Wales students. Where are they today? So we pray that there might be a resurgence of Australian students. Now, thousands of Thai students, prisoners in Thai prisons, and thousands of PNG students and others, but very few Australian students today. So let's pray concerning that. And the only other point is that we continue to ask that a replacement be found for Gary and Joanne, and that has not come to fruition yet. So let's then have a time of general prayer now for about 10 or 15 minutes, no doubt some of you have got things laid on your heart to pray for. Well, that's fine, but I just mentioned these as well. Okay.
My little niche in QMBC is to answer letters from people doing the first 111 lessons. At the end of that time, they get a diploma. Do they still get that diploma? I think they do. And so it's a very different situation to the panorama course, which comes later. And I admire Martin and Marge and others who work on the panorama course, because I think it's much more difficult than the first lot of lessons. As we arrived here this afternoon, we were listening to the radio in the car. And what was happening? Can you tell me? Yes, that's right. Jessica Watson was crossing the line, the imaginary line between the north and south heads in Sydney Harbour, finally complete